It's a great honour of a lifetime to represent the county in this position. So yeah, I'm very, very proud, but I'm under no illusion of the weight of responsibility that's on my shoulders now. It's a time of unprecedented difficulty for many people in Donegal. Businesses have been pushed to the wall by the pandemic. They're going to need every bit of support that they can get to flourish in the time ahead and restore jobs. And I'm also very, very mindful of all the thousands of families that are affected by MICA, and they're going to be looking to Donegal County Council for all the support that they can get to help secure the 100% redress that our county and our people deserve.
And as you mentioned there, COVID-19 and indeed MICA, it will be a tough year ahead addressing those issues.
It will be very, very tough, but I think in MICA, I have absolute faith that the people have risen up now and they've created such a momentum that I think the government will have to go over the line. And I know the negotiation team are meeting with the government today. They have our full support in Donegal County Council, and every opportunity that I have as Cathaoirleach, I'll be beating that table, banging that drum for 100% redress, because it absolutely has to be delivered.
And are there any particular projects as well you would like to see get over the line this year?
Well, tourism is a massive boost across Donegal. We live in the most beautiful county in Ireland, so I want to support local tourism industry. And we've seen the benefits of the council securing over €12 million in Dunree recently, millions into Malin Head, Carandona, Ballybofey for Norner. But I want to see now Buncrana get its fair share. We're preparing an application for the RRDF to completely redevelop and enhance Buncrana's shorefront, and that's something I'd really like to see taken over the line during the next year.